They entered into the blue zone, chancing a fine crack through the color waves instead of taking the proper motorway exit.
"Entering blue zone," said Ballbag.
"Pass my pegs over,"
shouted Veruca. One by one, Veruca wedged up her face with peg power. The energy field was terrible for her wrinkles. The landscape rolled into blue infinite skies, dotted with fluttering blue butterflies, fields of bluebells, forget-me-nots, and calming tidal seas.
"How could people live here? Disgusting!"
shouted Veruca. Room Transporter descended to land. She hopped off her broom and did a twirl in her cape to announce her magnificent arrival. Flicking open her compact mirror mobile, the witch unwedged the clothes pegs. Two stripy legs flew into the air, followed by a pair of waggling red heels as she finished in a headstand position with an attempt to defy gravity. Nothing worse than a witch with sagging chops.
"Who are we looking for?"
said Ballbag in purposeful mode.
"We're looking for trouts, you fishhead,"
snapped the witch, who couldn't think of anything better to say.
"Now write down anything that you think is fishy,"
she instructed.
"Excuse me, we are looking for a trout."
"Trout?"
said the passerby.
"Fish! You know, those flippy flappy things with tails that jump out of the water. I swim like flipper flipper flapper flapper, slap a wet fish on your face, wiggle wiggle pop pop,"
replied Veruca, who was now imitating fish-type movements, still in headstand position.
"Ah, pop, 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 pop,"
said the strange-looking person, who started to copy the witch's fish movements.
"Pop, pop."
"Yes, yes, have you seen one?"
She was now standing the right way up.